We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here for a 7 o'clock hour on a Friday. Not that it's like, oh, yeah, can't wait for Friday night, man. We're going to go out and have a few drinks and catch a great dinner somewhere with the wife and a couple of friends. But we're back here, and, hey, man, we're going
to
make
the best of it.
Way
to ruin my Friday, by the way. Way to ruin my Friday.
Hey, we're trying to make it through like everybody else and stay upbeat. And listen, like a lot of your companies, it hit here yesterday, and Barry Jackson had it in the Miami Herald. It was a bloodbath at Intercom around the country, and they own a lot of radio stations. They own a lot of sports radio stations. Pay cuts, layoffs, and furloughs. It was a hat trick around here yesterday. Pay cuts, layoffs, and furloughs. And so happened to a lot of people. So I just say this, as Boomer Esiason said the same thing. Hey, I'm thankful to have a job, and I feel terrible for the other people that are going through this, and a lot of them, you know, needed that check. I know it had to be tough decisions for our company because we laid off through the 7 radio stations and people in the front and the back and on the sides that make it all function every day. Lost jobs yesterday, and I know most people are now working from home anyway, but wow, it was, I was a little down yesterday. I felt. You feel for those people. You get to know them. You walk by them. You talk to them. Sing a song or whatever goofy stuff you might do every day while you're in between breaks. And like a lot of your jobs that are out there, people are asking to take pay cuts or furloughs to disappear for a while till it, you know, starts back up. Unless you want to find something else or whatever it is, or you're just gone. And good luck to you. Right. Tough time yesterday. Tough for the companies. I understand, you know, a lot of things shut down that affect our business for sure. A lot of advertisers. So, anyway, that was yesterday. So I'm not trying to be a downer here. I'm just saying we understand. We understand a little bit. We were talking about Mike Tannenbaum before and his strong comments on ESPN, and very, very strong. And by the way, I thought very fair. No matter what you think of Mike, thought they were very fair comments that the Dolphins, he was right. Dolphins are going to have to either sell the owner one way or the other on what they're thinking with him and what the other plan would be, because Tua is one of those people. If he drops back and runs through a cone and you see him throw, you're going to get 300 views, 3 million views right off the bat of people want to see how good he looks and what he says. And so we've been overdosed with Tua, and Tua came out yesterday again and said, oh, by the way, I took a voluntary medical recheck, and everything was great. I'm 100%, man. I can't wait to play 4.5 months. I haven't felt this good. Hell, I didn't feel this good before I got injured, and all the stuff that you would expect that he would say. So anyway, that was.
But with all that said, Joe, when the 6th pick in the draft comes about, is Tua still available after the first 5 picks of the draft? In your mind?
No, I think somebody will take a chance. I think somebody's in love with him out there. Somebody is going to going to take the chance. Somebody's going to take the big chance. Because it is a risk, you know, and I know others will say, well, all those guys, who's to say that guy at Utah State or Oregon are going to work out? You're right. We might be talking about Joe Burrow being the only guy that works out. Maybe one other guy that we're not talking about. There's a Tom Brady out there. You're right. There could be one of those guys. There could be another guy, although we've just talked about the 4-man race and not giving anybody else any respect that they could be in there, including Washington and Oklahoma, who also have quarterbacks that I guess people like and are expected to go maybe in the second round. So, yeah, it will be an interesting one. But I was glad to see Mike come out from his – he. And by the way, he felt pretty strongly about it, like, oh, yeah, let me tell you. And I just felt like Mike – while I was watching it, Mike Tannenbaum was talking to Stephen Ross. I felt like – and Mike and Stephen Ross have known each other for a long, long time, going back to New York before they – ever had meetings here, and he did his consulting job from New York for a year, and he was flying home to New York with Stephen Ross on helicopters and Lear jets and all those things. So they go back, and I just felt like, I know I'm not working for you, but here's what, I just felt like it, and we'll play it again for you. I just felt like that message around all the new characters and Chris and Coach Flo and all those guys that are making these decisions, I just felt, I want you to listen to this again, because I felt he was talking. When I listened to it in the morning and then in the afternoon, Mike Tannenbaum was talking to Stephen Ross. Here it is.
No, I'm not. In this environment, I simply can't do that for an organization, because when you look at the type of guaranteed money you have, Kyler Murray had $35 million in fully guaranteed money, Greeny. You just don't know. You want your own doctors, your own trainers, your own strength coaches to work with Tua, see mobility, to see range of motion. And because we're in this very unique environment, it would be irresponsible to take him in the top 10 simply because you don't have that information firsthand to know exactly where he is.
Top 10. That's a big number. And so if I were to then extrapolate it out further, let's say you love him. Let's say you look at him and you say, this guy, if he does stay healthy, is going to be a superstar. He really is Drew Brees. What conversation are you having with ownership, with the people you work for, about, for lack of a better word, job security in the event the thing goes sideways?
That's right, because it is an opportunity, because the upside is so compelling. He is so talented. But this is a conversation you want to have with your owner, your head coach, to say, hey, if we're sitting here in January and he has to miss another year because this is an injury that's hard to predict. It's not a well-vascularized part of the body in terms of you could have re-injury. And I want the owner to sign off to know that, hey, if this goes sideways, remember this conversation. This is a huge risk. And by the way, this player's been hurt two other times. So he is injury prone. And I want to make sure that we're lockstep and this is a true partnership, because I'd much rather take a safer player in the top 10 this year because of the unique circumstances. So I would want to make sure that the owner is ironclad with our decision.
All right, there was Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN on the NFL shows yesterday, and on with Greeny in the morning. And then, by the way, went on like 14 other shows yesterday for ESPN's coverage of what little is going on in sports right now. And, of course, Mike, with those comments, jumped right to the front of everything. He went right to the front with all that stuff. He's right about one thing. Like Mike or not, he's right about one thing. The owner... whoever it is, I got a feeling. Stephen Ross is going to want to know, Chris, what are we doing? Give me the game plan. Tua, if it's not Tua, who is it? You know what's going on. Everybody knows why we decided to get rid of everybody last year, try to find a quarterback. What are we doing, man? What are we doing? You guys won friggin' five games. Now what are we doing? So
he was speaking to Stephen Ross, Joe. The second time now I've heard that in the last, you know, half an hour, that is a direct statement to Stephen Ross because of where the Dolphins are at five, with the rumors that they could trade up to three if they really are infatuated with Tua at this point. You're right. And yeah, it's going to get you fired if you take Tua and Tua, you know, doesn't play for a year or doesn't play for 2 years or whatever the case may be, and he's not ever back to where he was before. I understand that. But I just look at the fact that If you pass on Tua and Tua ends up being a decent player, you're going to get fired, especially if you pick Herbert or Love and they don't turn out to be full franchise quarterbacks. So it really stinks if you're in that position for Chris Greer, because, yeah, you're going to have to get Stephen Ross on board if Tua's your guy. Do you have to get Stephen Ross fully on board if it's Herbert or Love? Like, you only have to do it with Tua,
no.
Right?
I think it's just Tua. It's only Tua because of the injury.
Right.
Like I said, we always say this. It's not an injury of the knee. I mean,
right.
We got this MCL ACL thing down pretty good now. Right. doesn't scare anybody. Like, ACL, damn it, he can't play till next year, right? I mean, we got that going on with Preston Williams right now. Preston right. Williams, like, ACL, oh, man, the guy was really starting to come on, had two touchdowns in that last game. Oh, man, well, he'll be back next year. Can't wait, right? Like, ACL, like, hey, he'll be back next year. I can't wait to see him. So we already know nobody's going, well, you know, you don't know about that ACL or MCL. Did they clean everything? And, I mean, you hear MCL and you're like, ah, it's like a fever, man. He'll be fine in a few days with the work and as fast as these guys come back.
All right, so if you're buying into the Tannenbaum stuff and you're
Well, I've been buying into it, so I'm not.
No, that's fine. So yeah. what are you going to do at five? Are you going to take one of those other quarterbacks? Or are you
yes.
going to take – okay. So you're not going to take like an offensive tackle or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I do understand this, and I know that the team can't worry about bad PR. But if you go through that first round and you don't take a quarterback, which some of you agree that it could happen, and it might happen. I'm not saying it's – but you're going to have to pay. you're going to have to pay
yeah.
with what was last year friggin' all about. I just – I give
yeah. –
So they've already they talked about that. Stephen Ross is like, what was last year all about? I got rid of two first-round guys, two of our best players on the team. I had another guy pouting. We had to get rid of him. He went to Arizona and looked like a friggin' Pro Bowler. Like, what? That's the stuff that's going to take place. Now, I understand because I always hear this from teams. From our team. Like, we can't worry about some caller or some guy you have come on the show or your opinion. Like, we got to do what's best for the organization. And I always go, I agree, but the last 20 years, we haven't done very good for the organization. So this stuff is going to be really, really fun to watch, man. Really fun to watch. I am glad that I'm sitting here as a big mouth and have no say-so in this because, yeah, you could look great. They could go a lot of different ways. There are people out there believe they're going to skip. If somebody jumps up and takes the guys they like, they won't take a quarterback in the first round.
And that's crazy to me. Yeah, that's crazy.
So, and then there's others that still believe Tua's going to be the guy, Joe, no matter what. Everybody, a lot of people think they're going to stick at five and they're not moving because they do have other needs and they're just going to take the best player at five. Best quarterback at five. So there's so many different things that could happen. It's top secret over there right now. I can tell you that. If anybody says anything's leaking out of there, there ain't nothing leaked. That thing is leak proof. I'd put that building on the ocean, man. You don't have to worry about that thing sinking right now, man. That thing is floating, and it's got hurricane windows because you cannot hear anything on the inside of what the Miami Dolphins are doing right now. We're gonna have some fun. Speaking of all this stuff, and kind of tease you right into it, Randy Mueller, our former general manager, who was going through this in 06 and 07, gotta find a quarterback, and it didn't work out for him either. So he's gonna join us and talk about all this stuff that we're talking about right now. And of course, Randy's been around the NFL for a long time, two-time general manager with the Saints and the Miami Dolphins. Been in upper management of Seattle and some other places, so he's been around the league for a long time. We're going to jump on him this morning, and we'll talk a little bit about all that stuff coming up. We got a lot of stuff actually for Friday here in sports that we're gonna get to. Blake James, by the way, will join us at 8 o'clock. Talk to the athletic director and all the changes. Boy, the money ain't coming in there. We'll talk to him about everything, talking about eligibility for spring sports. A lot of athletes being able to come back. Who's going to pay for that? We'll get into all that stuff with Blake James as well. So we do have a lot of stuff all set up that's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. Oh, my gosh. So you got some time this weekend. You need to get out of the house. You need a car, truck, or SUV. Your lease is up. There's a lot of reasons. Or you just want to go out and look at the new sexy look at your South Florida Chevy dealers. That's right. 2020, best overall products in the history of the Chevrolet family. I always like to say this. When you look at everything that's important to you and your family, South Florida Chevy dealers here in 2020 have really, really, I like to say, figured this thing out. I just say this. When you look at a great price and a great look, the two most important things, and then the other things, like, hey, what about safety features for my family? What about fuel economy for my husband going Dade to Broward, Broward to Dade, or my wife? But it's space, it's technology, it's the total package. I mean, South Florida Chevy dealers, and wait until you see the deal you're going to get. If you haven't seen the new Tahoes, if you haven't seen the Silverado trucks or Suburbans or Camaro or Corvette, whether you're going to work out in a gym or not privately, the Suburban, good way to get away. Get those tinted windows, man. I'm telling you right now. A lot of good stuff going on. I get all excited. So go around and just do a little walking around those big, beautiful Chevy lots this weekend. You're going to absolutely fall in love. And by the way, wait until you see the deal we have for you. 14 dealerships. You've got one close to you for a short drive. Hey, this is the weekend, man. The lease is up. Fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, before we get to Blake James, University of Miami Athletic Director, it's only fitting that we have a little Hollywood Headlines with all the craziness that's out there right now.
All right, guys, start with some good news here. HBO is going to be making 39 shows and movies free. Starting today, you can go on the HBO Go app without a subscription, and you can watch HBO. A handful of different shows going to be on there, including Joe the Sopranos.
I'm going there.
Wow.
Is that your favorite all time?
That's right up there. Matter of fact, I had actually purchased all of them in old school, which now that I look back and you can get everything.
Yeah, not digitally. A great purchase.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of a dumb move. But, yeah, I got them all. I like that. And I was actually going, well, it's been a long time, and I've watched Narcos, Colombia, and Mexico, all the cartels I've watched now three times. And so I'm going to move on, and I decided I'm going to bring it back here to the mobsters. And so, yeah, that's the game plan.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Joe, that you continue to watch Narcos. There's this new thing called Netflix Party. We mentioned this like a few weeks back. Have you guys heard about this?
No. I have, yeah.
So you can basically install it on your Netflix on an extension here, and then you can stream with friends and family, and you can watch shows together.
Right.
Okay, but nobody wants to watch. They didn't like Narcos to start with, none of them. Let alone watching it a second or third time.
So I was thinking, Joe, we could figure out a way to get you on Netflix Party, and you can do some commentary maybe during Narcos for everyone.
Right.
I don't want to do that. Nobody. You either like all that stuff.
Well, for the people that do like it, you know.
Well, let me just say something to everybody. It's part of our history. That's what I always sell. I sell everybody. I go, it's part of our history down here and how the great city of Miami was built. Was what happened in the late 70s and 80s down here because of the cartel. It's a big part of it. It all started in Colombia. Colombia is a big part of what we've built up here.
No, I actually watched it. It is a good show. The spinoff, is it Mexico, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, unwatchable. Yeah. But the regular one, wow. The first few were very good.
That's a dollar.
You're not following the history. Of what's going on, old Chapo head.
It's pretty bad. I mean, it's none of the original characters. It's like they just tried to do too much.
Unwatchable. Is that a dollar in the jar or no?
That is. Right, that is. Right. He just said he almost said on behalf of everybody,
right.
Nobody likes Narcos Mexico.
You could have easily said, I can't watch it anymore.
Where, by the way,
they're unwatchable.
Exact. There continues to be like 7,000 people killed a year through all the cartels in Mexico. It's not like it stopped.
Right.
All right, what else you got, Woody?
All right, Joe, we got a new must-follow here on Instagram, and this is perfect for you here because it's tennis-related, and Novak Djokovic is trying to figure out here how to keep his game fresh while playing tennis inside his house. Have you seen some of his videos?
No, because I'm not a fan.
Set up a little net-type thing inside his living room using his dining room table chairs. He was hitting the ball off his front door, trying to practice. A lot of different things he's set up here.
Yeah.
Not a fan, though, you said, huh?
Not a fan of the Joker. I respect his game. But no, you got the wrong two guys that I like. One, let me see. One guy is Nadal, and one is Fed. That's all I'm going to say.
I've heard that you like them. I just didn't know that you disliked Joker.
Right.
Hey, man, I went to Spain to see Nadal's academy in the middle of friggin' nowhere. In this small town is this friggin' unbelievable academy. That's how crazy I am. Can you imagine trying to sell your kids and your family on going there for a half a day on a vacation?
No, I cannot.
That's a, like, are we really going here? I go, yeah, right. Man, it's Nadal, man. This is awesome. All right. Sorry. What else?
All right. We had a cool story here with the Patriots and Robert Kraft using his plane to do something nice here, not escape the massage parlors down in South Florida.
No reason to bring that up, Jerky. Just applaud the guy for what he did.
Right.
He sent his plane overseas to China, brought back over 1 million masks for Massachusetts.
Very nice.
Right. Good job by him.
He spent a couple million of his own dollars, and I know people are going to say, well, that's chump change to the guy. Look at, he did it. Did you see the plane? I didn't realize the back of the plane has six championships.
Six rings, right, right.
Damn. Right. Damn, you had to have that on there too.
Well, I mean, listen, if you could have your own plane, Joe, and you owned a team that won six Super Bowls in the last 20 years, I would have that too. Isn't Jimmy's place like three rings or something like that also? Like, if you win that many rings and you're part of it, you might as well do it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. By the way, how many owners in football have their own planes? Is he the only one? I don't even know.
Anyway, that's a good question.
Not sure. Sorry about that. What else you got, Woody?
All right, we have a divorce here to get to. This was not quarantine related, though. I think this was right before the quarantine. But Ed Orgeron has filed for divorce here. The 58-year-old filed for it back on February the 26th. Saying that him and his wife, Kelly, officially split on February 24th. That's a little over a month after the January 13th win over Clemson.
So what was the first thing you guys thought? I saw the whole story. I know I had my thought. Go ahead.
What's your thoughts?
We don't know.
Go with you on this one. You're the expert on these things. I don't know what happened here. It says in the, you know, they were very inseparable during the victory celebration here, but it does look like the kids may be out of the house, though, at this point.
The kids are done. I did the math. Yeah. The twins are like 22 now, or 21 or 22.
Yeah, they had twins in 98.
But I got a feeling not only is the candle out, but somebody got themselves a little boyfriend or girlfriend. I'm just saying.
But don't you remember Orgeron after when he was getting interviewed when they won the championship? It's like, hey, what are you going to do tonight? He's like, oh, I can't wait to go hang out with my family. Can't wait to be with my wife tonight, my hot wife.
No.
Like, he said all that.
I saw him hugging, had his arm around, you know, and that didn't last. Whatever that was, that was a great front. That was a championship high, not family high. That was
right.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Of all the people you're, like, finding out in sports, and listen, divorces happen all the time. They're very seldom now, kept quiet. But, yeah, I saw that one, and I was like, it ain't a problem of him not being home much. He hasn't been home much in years. And, by the way, if a woman marries a football coach, you know, and, by the way, they got marital problems, too. You know that you're not going to see your husband a lot. You know that you're going to be raising that family by yourself. Whether it's college or pro, you're not home a lot. Whether it's recruiting to off season to season, I mean, those guys don't get a day off during the year. So it'd be a little strain on the old marriage, even if you know what you're getting into.
Says here, by the way, Orgeron wants exclusive use of the couple's home in Baton Rouge, but he has no objection to letting Kelly have their house in Mandeville, Louisiana.
Whatever that is.
Right.
Hell, if she was smart, she'd go move to a better place. Nothing against Louisiana, but hell.
Yeah, get out of there.
At least move to New Orleans or something. Get around a little action here. Get your life going again.
She's got to get rid of that last name, right? She can't walk around with Orgeron. Everyone's going to know who she is.
Yeah, I think that's kind of – I would go back to the – even though she's had it for a long time. But, yeah, right. I'd recommend the go back to your maiden name. Yeah, I would. I don't know. Maybe people do better to keep the
last
keep
name?
The other name. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready to get to our last remaining sporting event here? The UFC's fight on April 18th. I don't know if you guys are following this, but this thing continues to get more and more bizarre here as Khabib has basically said that he will go, he will fight now. This was, again, at like a day after he said he's out because he can't travel, but he doesn't know where to go because Dana White doesn't have a location for this thing. He says he sends Dana White messages asking, hey, where's my location? And it's not his fault that he doesn't know where to fly to.
You got to have a location if you want to have a fight.
And this is April 18th.
Why don't you just wait until everybody else? Why don't you go ahead? Let's go ahead and just take April and May off. I know you're trying to prove a point, and Dana White, whatever, but just let it go for a while before. If you want to promote, win, but move the damn date back. You know, and he doesn't care. You want to talk about a guy that doesn't care what people say. That there's the king of it. There's the president of the club right there, that guy.
Right.
So we'll see if they figure this thing out. He's got 2 weeks and one day here to try to get a location and get this guy out of Russia.
Jeez.
Anyway, the second part's going to be the hardest part, I think.
Yeah, Russia's trying to get him out of Russia. Borders are blocked.
Right.
So, yeah, it's listen, man, we're in crazy times to be trying to
get it's time to move on is what we're all saying, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, by the way, man, I brought it up early this morning, and I'm not trying to stir it up. I just away from sports. Our governor, who's got a tough job, he's got a tough job. Whatever you think of DeSantis, it's not an easy job. I think we'd all agree. He's been getting blasted for not shutting everything down earlier, the whole state. Only problem I have is, and I don't want any religious people out there getting all fired up, but if you do, I can't help it because you know right from wrong too. But they're going to have Easter masses open. And they think some kind of distancing is going to work at different, and not just Catholic, but all of them, whether they have a name on them or they're just Christian. This is a really bad idea. You can't have everybody preaching, stay home, stay home, stay home. But, oh, Easter's a big one for Christians, so we're going to go ahead and allow you to go to churches. And then you're going to control it? Are you kidding me? This has got bad idea written all over it. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim. I don't care. It's a really, really bad idea, man. This is just because if you open it up and you have the guy that runs it, whether it's a preacher, minister, pastor, priest, if you say it, certain people are going to listen to you and you said, it's okay. We want to see you here for Easter Sunday. They're going to show up. They're going to show up. Anybody else with me going, this is probably not a good idea.
No, it's a dumb idea.
I understand it's a big one. I get it. I get the Easter. I get Easter Sunday's big. I get the whole thing. But this is...
But you can't celebrate at your house? I don't understand. You can't help celebrate by with your family?
They got masses on. They got them on TV. I'm sure you're going to have stuff that you can watch on the internet, website. You can do all your stuff at home. Right. I know it's different. It's not doing it together. When you go, peace be with you, to the guy next to you, this is a Catholic thing. Peace be with you. Put your hand out. Shake your hand. Kiss your family. Celebrate. Then we go back out in the parking lot. We don't like each other again. But at least for a minute, you're in there doing the whole thing.
You shaking somebody's hand right now?
Well, no, they wouldn't have them do that.
Right,
I'm sure they go, the way we're going to keep it safe is no touch the person next to you. Just say, have a good Easter. Peace be with you.
Right.
Nod at them. Give them like you care, like you like them or something. This is a really, I would love to hear a minister or preacher or anything related to religion think that Easter Sunday is a good time to have people together in a church. I think the head dog should be there. Set something up where everybody can watch you from their house. Doesn't that make sense?
Right, 100%.
I think God and Jesus would understand. If
yes.
I think they'd understand. I do. they don't talk to me, but I think they'd understand. I don't understand that one, and I don't understand how the governor gave that friggin' thing a green light. And I understand you don't want, you know, the Christian population in the state of Florida mad at you, but what the F are we thinking, man? All right, I feel better. Thank you.
Good. Glad you got that off your chest.
I didn't get that, right? So far, everything he's doing, I go, well, he must have a reason, must have a reason. I mean, you know, he wants to get this. I would think the governor more than anybody would like to get the coronavirus under control.
Right.
But everything but Easter Sunday? Like, hey, man, we're going to have to give this just as a big day for Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and, like, what? You can't. I think Jesus would be mad.
Yeah.
All right, man. Sorry.
Somebody just texted in, I am a minister and I understand, but God knows what is best. We need to stay safe.
That's right.
Even if that's a fake text, at least it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you hope we don't get fake preachers and ministers and people running all the wonderful churches out there doing all this great work that have schools behind it and everything else and you know, teaching the right things, but this is not the right thing. This is the right and the wrong message. There was a good reason that dude in Tampa had his ass. I have no respect for that guy, that especially when you start doing that make-believe machines that will kill the coronavirus.
Right.
You lose, for me, you lose the wrong to be a Christian leader right there. You're done. You're out. You're a fraud. Complete fraud. You're out. Whatever you're saying, you're wrong. You're out. Get another guy in there. Get another woman in there. Let's go. Next up.
What happened to those machines, by the way? Are we testing them? I want to make sure that
I asked the lieutenant governor, and she didn't. She kind of froze on me there. She was not sure what to say. I'll tell you what. We know Blake James knows what to say. We got to jump into some college sports. Where do we go from here now that all the sports are done for the year? Anyway, we'll talk to Blake James, University of Miami Athletic Director. We'll have that for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. 56022, man. This Easter Sunday thing's really bothering me, man. I want to know what you're thinking out there. 56022, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.